This phone is battery-powered and it had a full charge, but I can't raise the Dallas. I can't even get a whisper of static. It's dead. Everything's dead. All the control panels, all powered, not even our secondary systems. But what could drown out everything like that? Dooley asked. What sort of accident did this typhoon cause?
No accident, Muriel Bremen said in a calm, strong voice. Bear, you know what can cause those effects.
Dooley swung his head towards Muriel, his face open and trembling as uncertainty set in.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She looked squarely at him.
Electromagnetic pulse, Muriel said.
An EMP? But how? That would require a...
He suddenly looked at the protester in horror.
An airburst. A nuclear airburst, but... What if somebody else was using this hurricane as a cover for another test?
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Somebody else detonated a device. That's what Captain Ives picked up on his radar. Somebody else is stealing our show.
It may not have such a facile explanation, Muriel Bremen said coldly. It may not be something you can understand at all, Bear.
Don't try to spook me, Dooley shouted back at her. I don't have time for this right now.
Behind him, Mulder heard the clank of a deadbolt being thrown, a latch raised. Then the heavy armored door to the blockhouse blasted inward, and the storm exploded inside the confined chamber. Papers flew into the air on a whirlwind. In the eerie light of the storm outside, Mulder saw a silhouetted form in the doorway, pushing himself outside into the jaws of the typhoon. Ryan Kamita had let himself out.
"It is time!" he shouted back at them. "They're coming!"
Then, as if drawn by an invisible chain, the blind man plunged out into the ravening storm.
"Ryan, no!"
Muriel Bremen screamed. Kamita turned back towards her for just a moment before the winds and the darkness swallowed him up.
"Don't just stand there," Bear Dooley squawked. "Get that damn door shut!"
Muriel Bremen stared stricken at the doorway through which Kamita had just vanished. The other team members appeared nervous, but Dooley only scowled. Mulder watched as two Navy engineers wrestled with the heavy door, pressing their shoulders against it and shoving into the battering ram of wind. Silence fell like stone in the darkened control blockhouse. He was surprised to see Muriel Bremen standing rigid, holding on to one of the control racks for support. He thought she'd have argued to rescue her friend, but the protester said nothing.